Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening along the participating stations of Native Voice One Radio Network for the Wrangler Fall Sports Specials. Tonight, featuring the second round of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 63rd Celebration, there is over $14 million in cash and prizes up for grabs. In the bareback bronc riding, Kansas' Jess Pope rode a bucking horse of Alberta, Canada's Big Stone Rodeo Company called Fired Up. That was his second win in a row. He was 89.5 points. Garrett Chadbolt from Merriman, Nebraska, was 88 points to win second place in the second round at his first National Finals Rodeo. Tilden Hooper from Texas is on top of the world, leading the bareback riding with eight rounds to go. For the second go-round in a row, Idaho's Derek Taverner won it. He was a quick 3.4 second time. Jacob Talley from California has won more than anyone in the season and the first two rounds of the NFR to lead the steer wrestling world standings. All of our contingency from Indian Country is in the team roping competition. Presently, Dustin Exquiza is the number one man in the heading division. Junior Nagardo from Brazil is number one man in the heeling division. Former world champion Eric Rogers, a Navajo from Arizona, was a 9.2 second time with his partner Peyton Bray. Rogers, presently second in the world standings, really has an opportunity to win another world title. Brenton Hall Cherokee from Oklahoma at his second NFR was 5'10", with Chase Trine from Montana, no money, he is 13th in the world. Cherokee Coleman Proctor from Oklahoma was 4.2 with Logan Medlin of New Mexico, his partner. They were second in the round, winning over 21 grand. And Navajo Cowboy Derek Begay at his eighth NFR from Arizona was a 3.9 second time to win the round with Brady Miner from Ellensburg, Washington. Begay moves up to sixth in the world standings header division. Saddle Bronx, Brody Kress, Wyoming, and an Oklahoma bucking horse called Kitty Whistle of Championship Rodeo were an 87.5 point ride to win the classic event. Rider Wright is looking for his fourth world title at number one in the classic event with eight rounds to go. Defending world champion Chad Mayfield with a 7.2 second time to win the round in the tie-down roping. Shane Haunchy from Louisiana looking for another world title. He is presently number one, winning more than anybody for the season in the first two rounds of the NFR. Donna K. Rule from Minko, Oklahoma, the veteran in the barrel racing, was a 13.56 to win the round. Impressive for the 63-year-old athlete and her horse, Donna K. Rule. Haley Kenzel looking for her fourth world title, presently is number one in the world. Second-generation NFR bull rider Parker Breading from Montana rode a bull called Pickup Man of the Harper Morgan Rodeo Company. He was 90 points to thrill the crowd. Sage Kimsey is number one in the world with the bull riding, looking for his seventh world title. Garrett Chadbolt at the pay window. That sounds pretty good for the Sand Hills Cowboy from Merriman, Nebraska, right there in Twister Country.
Yes, sir. Proud to be here.
Yeah, so let's talk about Yippie Kibitz of the Calgary Rodeo Company.
I was really excited to get on that horse here tonight. Really good piece of horse flesh, and he really did what he needed to do. He was really strong, going everything I wanted. Felt like a million bucks going across there, and got me to where I needed to be.
Dirk Taverner had this to say after his second win in the steer wrestling.
Oh, man, I've been blessed with the Hazen horse and the Bulldog horse, Oscar and Chuck. They're reclaimed barrel horses, I like to call them, and they've been a blessing, and they've been working their butt off. Every cowboy enters all year trying to win. This is exciting. I'm just so real right now.
Yes, sir. Tell us about what you have in mind for the next eight rounds.
Oh, same thing we've been doing. You know, I told a good friend before we left I was going to run out every night and try to be greedy, and so let's just keep being greedy.
Dirk Taverner in the winner's circle tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.